USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans filed a lawsuit Tuesday asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to block certification of the presidential election results. The lawsuit is the latest attempt to have tens of thousands of ballots discounted during the recount. Wisconsin state law allows the political parties to pick electors, which was done in October. Once the election results are certified, going to happen probably around December 1st, those predetermined electors will cast their ballots for the winner on December 14th. An unnamed source familiar with the situation reported Tuesday President Trump plans to pardon his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, who had pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI during an investigation into Russia stealing the 2016 presidential election. After 470,000 lives were taken in the United States in the last 20 years, Purdue Pharma, the company that invented the painkiller OxyContin, pleaded guilty Tuesday to three federal criminal charges. Purdue agreed to pay fines of more than $8 billion. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Controversy follows a Biden cabinet pick. USA Radio News' Val Dior has the latest.
Joe Biden's transition website does not disclose that his Secretary of State pick, Tony Blinken, co-founded a consulting firm that he used to cash in on his experience working in the Obama administration. Blinken co-founded West Exec Advisors in 2018 with Michelle Flournoy, who confirmed to The Intercept that the firm was staffed with people recently coming out of government who helped corporations figure out how to sell in the public sector space to navigate the Department of Defense, the intel community, law enforcement. In August, members of the Democratic Party urged Biden to cut ties with Blinken. In a letter signed by more than 275 delegates to the DNC, they wrote, quote, "We ask you not to rely on foreign policy advice from those who may have a conflict of interest as a result of their relationships and lobbying on behalf of merchants selling weapons and surveillance technology." End quote. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
He released 11 studio albums since 1986. He had 17 entries on the Billboard Hot Country Song Charts, including three that reached number two. American country music artist Hal Ketchum has died from complications of Alzheimer's disease. In April of 2019, his wife Andrea announced Hal had dementia and could no longer perform. Hal Ketchum died at home in Fisher, Texas at the age of 67. COVID-19 mandates on New Yorkers for thee, not me, USA Radio News' Val Dior explains.
Governor Andrew Cuomo will no longer see his elderly mother and two daughters for Thanksgiving after facing backlash for contradicting his own advice to stay away from loved ones. He said in a radio interview Monday on WAMC-FM that his 89-year-old mother and two daughters, none of whom live with him, will attend Thanksgiving at his home. Following backlash, his spokesman now tells the Daily Caller that given the current circumstances with COVID, he will have to work through Thanksgiving and will not be seeing them. Though his Thanksgiving plans did comply with his own order that no more than 10 people gather, the plans do contradict the CDC's guidance that the safest way to celebrate Thanksgiving is to celebrate at home with the people you live with. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.